The content you're about to partake in is created by me, Pretty Please Kill Me Now, and is only authorized for distribution by me. Please do not download, repost, host, or share my content without my express consent. This is a work of fiction by an adult for consumption only by adults and does not condone or encourage the actions contained within. Have fun. Yeah. And thanks again for letting me come over. I know it was pretty short notice, so I really appreciate you just being here for me again. I guess you've had my back a lot over the years. No, nothing's really wrong. I needed to decompress and de-stress a little bit. God, these exams are kicking my ass. And I mean, I know they all went fine, like they always do, but then it's just, I mean, this is the last set. And then trying to figure out what I'm gonna do after all this, after I graduate. It's just, it's a lot. You know. I mean, I think I wanna go to grad school, but like, I don't even know where to start with that. And a bunch of people have already applied and been accepted right after graduation, and I've barely even started thinking about it. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I don't know, I guess I just wanted to hang out. I don't need to bring you down with all of this. Just, you know, you've always been really good at helping me chill out and just feel like a person. No, I mean, like, seriously. Years ago, I mean, when our parents got together and I was not having it, and I was not into this idea of a teenage brother around, you just, I don't know, even then you made it feel alright. And I mean, God, it's been so long, but I was just hoping we could hang out again. I mean, what do you even do with your life now? I hardly ever see you now that you're off living your nice professional life. I mean, you got that job right after you graduated, and it seems like everything's been really good for you. I mean, like, what are you even doing in your free time? Still just video games all day? I mean, that's all you ever did at home. And what about a social life? Come on, you were never, never as much of a loser as I was. You cannot expect me to believe you don't have your whole guy gang of friends or something. Girlfriend, anything. Seriously, no. Oh, come on, like, I mean, I'm just being nosy now, you don't have to tell me, but like, you don't have a girlfriend at all. What about that chick that was always posting pictures of you guys together. A nutcase. And a control freak. I mean, that stuff never seemed to bother you before. What? How was she being so controlling? You're kidding. She didn't like having sex because it was too messy. Like, what? Like, I know some girls can be a little bit less flexible, but because it's too messy, then you take a shower afterwards. God.
Oh, you poor thing. I mean, I guess I haven't been paying that much attention to your life.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything going on in mine either. I just, you know, like I said, busy with school all the time. I mean, I've been trying to work on my internship, and I mean, it doesn't leave really, like, any time for anything else. God, you perv. Why would it matter if I was getting alone time if you were being anything but a perv? I mean, not that I'm really surprised. I mean, if you must know, no, I'm not getting a terrible lot of alone time. I mean, even when I am home, my roommate is always there, always. And I mean, yeah, that was kind of how I used to decompress. Just, you know, a little me time. Oh, shut up, you did not hear me. Fuck, you probably did. Yeah. even back living at home, it was a reliable strategy. What can I say? Sometimes a girl's gotta fuck herself. It's not it's not that big of a deal. What? God, no. I mean, yes, that is how I usually decompress, but that is not how I intended to decompress with you. That's, like, weird or something. Like, you can't just ask people that. Like, I'm your sister thing. It's fucking close enough. I mean, like, what? Well, yeah, I'm fucking blushing. I'm, yeah, a little bit flustered by you bringing that up. Not because I thought about it, just because it's weird. I mean, well, yeah, of course I trust you and I'm comfortable with you, just like, I don't know, I didn't, like, ever think of that as an option. Like, it's not. I mean, no, I guess
we're not really related, and we are both adults, so I mean, no, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, and it would probably help me relax, especially if, like, we could just keep it between us, keep it simple. God, no, fuck. How can I even be considering that? What are you doing? You can't just... I mean, you can just touch my thighs like that. I mean, it's not. Okay, but you're doing this to help me, right? Just to help me get the stress out. So then, let me tell you what I want. I want you to sit here, and I want to get on my knees like this, right here in front of you, and I want to just let my head go empty and forget any of that strong, smart woman bullshit that I wear around every day. And just be a dumb, needy little cum slut just for a little bit. Do you think that you could be okay helping me with that? I'm sure you probably never expected to see me this way, but I promise it really will help. Just tasting your cock. Feeling you on my tongue. Mm-hmm. It's the most relaxing feeling in the world. But what I really, really want, really help me forget everything, would be if you could just slip your hands into my hair. Hold my head. And just fuck my face. I would love that. Hold on just a second, just let me take my glasses off. Or not, I guess. You want me to leave them on? Alright. One second, let me get situated. Okay. All yours. Do you like messing up my face like that? Yeah, that's okay. No, I want you to. I would love it if you finished ruining my face like that. So
Do I look pretty with your comb on my face? Well, it makes me feel pretty. You know, like, thank you for your help and stuff.